This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in the before times, virtual education, remote school, if you like, was kind of a niche product. It had been around for a good long while, but it wasn't really an option that a lot of K through 12 public schools in this country offered. And then, of course, came COVID and school districts having to have Zoom school. And some of their students in those districts, their clients, their customers, in a sense, developed a taste for it. So now, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, public schools are having to rethink how to keep those customers happy.
When Caroline Coleman O'Neill started teaching virtually during the pandemic, she needed to keep the attention of a bunch of Baltimore 8th graders. So she dressed in character sometimes. She showed up as Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games for a lesson on rebellion and different forms of government. The students noticed.
They were happy to come off of mute and share what they thought with any of the costumes. Sometimes I was called cringe, and sometimes I was told to slay queen.
The Katniss costume got lots of slay queen responses. Coleman O'Neill is a teacher at Charm City Virtual, a new school offered by Baltimore City's public school district. And Coleman O'Neill says there are lots of reasons that students wanted to enroll.
I had kids in my class who were cancer survivors. I also had the largest population of LGBTQ plus students that I've ever taught who were essentially feeling more happy and safe being online.
The pandemic also provided the opportunity to develop the product of virtual learning. It used to be less dynamic without much interaction in real time. That's changed, says John Watson, who runs the Evergreen Education Group.
There'll be a lot of real-time video to have things like small group sessions and things like that, even social things like yoga or just book discussions or things like that. Again, quite different than a teacher lecturing.
Watson estimates there are about 2 million students in the U.S. currently learning full-time online, which is way more than there were prior to the pandemic. But a virtual classroom is a product that requires a lot of tech support, and younger students need help from in-person caregivers, which might be tough for parents who are back at work. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.